You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Martin and Teresa.
Buckle up and obey all lighted signs and placards, because this princely show is coming to you from the Air King booth inside the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
My Fix It Up Life friend and master plumber Ed Del Grande tells us what air behind water means and checks down tips from dishwashers to drain lines.
Chief editor of the wildly popular, if not enigmatically named, CharlesandHudson.com floats in with his high-flying highlights from the show floor.
And take a deep breath, because Extreme Makeover Home Edition's Ed Sanders is taking a break with us from his hectic fix-it-up life.
And it's all happening next on My Fix-It-Up Life. Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real. Listen to your heartbeat. You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I feel a breeze.
You do? You feel a little breeze going on?
Here in the Air King booth.
I love the name of this company, I have to say, because it's the king of air. I mean, can you get better than that?
I don't know if you... I don't know.
I guess
don't
if you're
know
doing
do
a royal flush, I mean, like the ace rocks, maybe?
No.
No, the king.
King.
The
That's
king.
It. King of the jungle.
It's like
king
the...
King of the city, king of the heap.
You know, the alligator king and the...
Alligator king and the seven sons.
We watch a lot of...
That's a Sesame Street. That's a Sesame Streeter.
That's an Elmo special of the numbers game that they play. We have a 2.5-year-old.
Yeah, so we spend time with that.
We rock that show, definitely.
I don't even know what shows on TV are old, never mind what's happening right now.
I have to say, too, Air King is a company that is located near where we broadcast in Philadelphia, in Westchester.
That's right, but we had to go 3,000 miles to actually get face-to-face with
them. Now, I have to wonder that it might have been more cost-efficient and just easier if we just met up, you know.
Could have just driven over there.
In Westchester.
Hey, that's the way it works sometimes.
You know.
It's a global world.
Maybe the next time we could, like, meet up in Bali or something. That would be pretty good.
Yeah, Maui.
Yeah.
They've got air in Maui.
I mean, Vegas is cool, but you know what I mean?
No beach to lounge on, though.
Not so much. But there is a lot of excitement happening here. We're at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And
we are.
It is buzzing.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. There are people mingling and moving. This booth is a hub of activity.
It is a hub of activity.
I'm being waved at right now.
You are. And, you know, it's kind of cool to be waved at while we're doing our live radio broadcast.
We are, because I only have one or two thoughts a day. And then the one that I was having, now I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Really? That's not so good. That's not so good at all. But, yeah, I'm very excited to be here. And it's been a very exciting show. And we haven't seen a lot yet.
No, we've been like the straight line pinball. Boom, bumper, boom, bumper, boom, bumper.
Really?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
I don't boom, bumper. Is that some kind of dance?
We are.
Is that a Yo Gabba Gabba dance? Like, if you were invited
I refuse
to do
Yo
your
Gabba
dance
Gabba.
On Yo Gabba
I
Gabba?
I refuse. Do you watch that show? Don't answer. Yo Maybe Gabba
you,
Gabba?
You would do your own dance, and that would be the, what did you just say? The boom?
I don't know. Boom.
Boom, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, laka, boom, shakalaka, laka.
I know how to do that stuff.
That's like Jack Black. Do you remember his dance on Yo Gabba Gabba? You don't, do you?
Again, I protest, Yo Gabba Gabba.
He dressed up like DJ Lance Rock.
Is it inappropriate to put my head down?
Well, Mark takes a little nap, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
I've been wasting time finding reason to my rhyme. As precious time goes by, I sit and wonder.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life here in the Air King booth within the envelope of the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. Teresa's still not joined us. She's in the audience.
I'm in the audience.
Once again, I am joined, however.
You're inside, Air King, and I'm I'm next door to you, I guess. And we are joined by a friend from Fine Home Building Magazine who we were chillaxing with in the press room yesterday.
That's how we roll. You know what chillaxing means?
Of course I do.
No one knows what that means.
Everybody knows what chillaxing means, Mark.
We were chillaxing. And, you know, we said, hey, so you seen anything cool at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show? And we were just blown away.
Well, what he does is he says, why, of course I do. Oh, yeah. It's Justin Fink.
Oh, yes.
Senior products and tools editor.
Yes.
For Fine Home Building Magazine.
Correct.
One of the great voices in the home improvement industry. No joke.
Making enemies everywhere I go.
Well,
that's a good tagline.
That's not bad.
Well, he has a satchel.
Well, he started with, I'm the Indiana Jones of carpentry.
He is the Indiana Jones, and I want the check down. What is hot here at the Kitchen and Bath Show?
So, Teresa, I was lucky because yesterday I got to be in the best of KBiz judging group, so okay. I got to see these things before the show even opened.
Is that like the movie Best in Show or something?
Yes,
oh,
it's
totally?
Exactly
That's
like that.
Totally hot.
Some of the actors were in it.
I'm just laughing at how funny that movie was.
So, I mean, I have like 14 or 15 items that I'm taking back to the office that I'm planning on writing about.
Okay.
Let me give you the quick highlights.
Totally.
One of the really cool things, and it's really close to us right now, is a product called Lustralite.
Okay.
And it's like an all acrylic. It's the same acrylic they use to make TV screens at really, really high clarity. And it has a color behind it. And what you do is you put it in the wall of a shower stall or a bath surround, and it almost looks like it's backlit. It gives you this kind of aqua color.
Ooh.
Very modern, very easy to clean, super smooth.
Now, can you use that anywhere?
I would imagine that you could also use it as a backsplash for a kitchen.
Is it a panel?
It is. You can cut it on site. They can make basically any size you want. We didn't get too much into detail of how they cut it, but I imagine it's a certain kind of circular saw blade.
Right, right. Angle grinder, maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
Next product up for bid.
Tools and products.
Sorry, we get into it.
If you bring up an angle grinder, I'm forsworn to do that.
All right, next product up for bid.
Is it an angle grinder?
It's not an angle grinder.
They have those at the kitchen.
No, we don't get to play with those here. Warmly Yours, the company who does the...
because you're Warmly Ours?
The heat mat that you put underneath tile.
Right.
Yes.
You know, that big name in that industry.
Yeah.
They are coming out with a mirror that you hang in your bathroom that also doubles as a heat source.
Oh, yeah.
So that is just a slam dunk for any remodel, especially the places like where you have to remove a baseboard heat to make room for more cabinetry.
Yes.
Or a towel. You don't want a towel hanging over the heat.
Very smart. This thing
is awesome.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two more.
Healthcraft.
Okay.
A company I've never heard of before.
I don't even believe in health, so I've never heard of it either.
My face is completely blank right now.
They have a shower seat that is a combination of, I believe, stainless steel and teak. And
that
it is
good.
Mark, you would love how solid built it is. I didn't sit in it.
That what? Sounds like bright work on a sailboat.
But yes, I mean, and it is very. It
We're
looks
gonna go over there.
Very double, very durable, and not utilitarian and institutional.
I bet you would jump up and down on it to see how strong it really is.
I think it holds like 400 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's and it folds up. It's really nice. Very
but
modern.
It looks nice. It's not institutional.
Right. That's what we're starting to see more and more of.
Oh, that's needed. That's needed.
And on that same theme. We got time for one more, Teresa?
One more. We have about a minute left.
This is the lightning round.
This is the lightning round. There's a bathtub.
Ladies and gentlemen, the password is fine home building.
Jason has a... There's a company called Jason, and they have a tub that you can actually roll into, like in a wheelchair or in your walker. And it has
zero clearance.
It has a trench. It has a trench drain that you have to roll over or walk over.
Right.
And then there's a bench in there. But the really cool thing about it is it's prefab. So that means that like a tub surround, you can tile up the walls from it. So
awesome.
So it sort of straddles that line between institutional and custom by giving you this kind of prefab, and then you take it from their unit.
Wow.
Very good. And I guess you're going to have to check out Fine Home Building to find out all the other hot picks from him at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
And we're going to check out a break, which we're taking right now. And we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa.
And we are at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. We are at the Air King booth, and I have to say...
Actually, I have to say, I'm at the Air King booth. You're in the hall.
I'm actually in the aisle, actually. Embarrassingly so.
You know, it'd be nice if you could join us. Here's your hat.
Mark,
what's your hurry?
Mark is inside the Air King booth, and he's joined...
Yes, I am joined by cool last name having Jeff Kinkellen.
Hi guys, thanks for having us entertain you guys for a little
while. And we are being entertained. And Jeff is with Air King, of course. He's not just some random person that
he's
I pulled in out of the hallway.
In the aisle like I am,
just
apparently.
Not passing through.
Yeah.
And he's going to run us down on the Energy Star products from Air King, among other things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that we're neighbors.
We are neighbors.
Right
I'm glad
down the
that
street.
We came all the way here.
3,000 miles.
Yeah. I'm glad that we came all the way here to meet. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Much closer to home, hopefully.
Yeah, of course. So what are you you showing off here at the show? What is exciting here that people should be looking at?
The most important thing about this show, we think, is to show the people what's available when they go to do their home improvements. The number one thing is, if you're going to make a selection in a product, what do you really want out of that? Is it energy efficiency? Is it quiet? Is it performance? So we give everybody a choice of what we're looking at. So the first thing that we're highlighting is bath fans. And I know bath fans sounds really boring, and it's like, oh God, everybody has to have one. But there's a lot of choices that are there. And we have one of the most extensive lines of Energy Star fans of anybody there. And they're very easy for the DIYers to install in their own homes.
Really?
It's kind of a daunting task, but really it's pretty simple to,
to
change
over.
Bath
fans are so important. And I have to relate the story of my girlfriend, Allison. My girlfriend, Allison, rented an apartment recently in Lansdowne. And in the bathroom, there's no fan. And she asked me to come over. This is a new apartment to her, but it's a very old house. And she said, can I paint my cabinet so it's prettier, so it matches, you know, everything she wants to do? And I came in there, and the cabinet is literally, like, decaying. And there's rust on all of, like, the towel bar and everything. And
So long story short,
having no bath fan,
or not using the one you have,
correct,
or opening the window, has totally decayed her bathroom to the point where she's just like completely embarrassed about it.
It happens all the time.
And she can't see in the mirror and everything like that when she gets out of the shower. So.
Our experience is, as you just said, most people don't use it because it's too loud. They don't want the noise. So that if you want people to use it, you have to make it functional.
Yes.
Right.
So first of all, it's got to be quiet. It's got to be energy efficient. But it's also got to be easy to install, because if it's a million pieces and parts,
yes,
nobody's going to do it.
Yes.
So we really tried to simplify the process and again, put people changes, or choices rather. So if they know what the size of the bathroom is, you know, just measure the square footage. Hey, you've got about four or five different choices, all Energy Star rated, that are simple. They do a great job. They remove the moisture. They keep the cabinets from deteriorating.
Yeah.
They get rid of the mold and all the health issues that are associated with
it. And, you know, you touched on this earlier, where choosing the right fan, and I'm not saying this because we're here. I'm saying this because in all the bathrooms that I've remodeled, of all the materials that I buy, I spend more time trying to figure out what the right fan is for the room, fan light combination, whatever this stuff is. I stand there just reading box after box after box. It's an important thing to get right, because you don't just buy any fan.
Correct. And if you go to a home improvement store, you see a lot of different choices. So how do you pick the right one?
Yeah.
It goes by square footage for sure, but also it goes by what else, what other function you wanted to do. Is there a light? Is there a heater involved in it? Do you need maybe two separate fans, one over the, you know, the WC, maybe one over a jacuzzi, hot tub, if you're lucky enough to have that in your
bathroom. We have like three in our bathroom.
I figured it was
not
probably,
even in the house, in the bathroom.
You need a very large fan then.
Oh, yeah. We have a helicopter on its side.
Yeah. Seriously?
Not really.
Okay.
Seriously? Who took that seriously?
Seriously? Maybe if you're on Extreme Makeover Home Edition, you might have that.
We have an Air King helicopter.
We have an Air King helicopter.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't do much for keeping the conditioned air inside the house, but you can actually fly it.
Mm-hmm. It helps.
Yeah, it helps.
So is there information on your website that can help people understand what they should be buying for their home if they're remodeling?
We have actually a selection guide, so you can go on and use your square footage chart of what approximately your house is. We can tell you where to locate the bath ventilation, not just in the bathroom, but to maybe a central ventilator just to help the whole house. But there's another thing that we mentioned, but we didn't mention, but we need to touch on, is codes. Because, again, if you're a contractor or a homeowner, you need to know what the appropriate codes are in your particular part of the world.
Sure.
So that's why it seems even more difficult to make the right choice. But if you think about it, if you focus on the Energy Star, focus on a high-quality bath fan, you're going to get or exceed most of the codes in there. So, again, your contractor, if you're not doing it yourself, you get intimidated and hire somebody, you should always make sure that they're aware of the local codes. California differs from Texas, differs from Philadelphia area as well.
Well, so, and it's important, too, for homeowners to understand what's happening and why you need to have this. And you can go to your website, airkinglimited.com.
Correct.
Exactly. To you know, punch in to figure out your square footage and figure out what kind of ventilation you need, what kind of product is right for you.
Yeah, assistance in that area, I think, is important. Also,
so it's not a product that you see a lot. Like you need to know a lot about
it's one of those
behind
important
the walls
things.
Of your house.
Right. Yes.
You know, it's not like you're picking out, you know, your countertop or something like that. It's something that is extremely important to your home that you need to have a little bit more research and a little bit more dig in, you know, to find out what you need.
And underdoing it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right. Always exceed on the or err on the high side.
Yep.
One of the things that we found is when people go to to do it themselves, they go to a store, they're going to replace a fan because it's not working. So they look at trying to get the same product, if you will, the same unit, if you will, and
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Configuration, right.
Right.
So you're replacing something that doesn't work with something that's not going to work? Because
right.
It's
so why not
right
take
product?
The opportunity to do the right move and upgrade your bath ventilation? Because the only time
that's
you really
like,
worry
you know,
about it is when it doesn't work.
What is the Erica King woman on the soap opera who's been married like 9 times or something?
Oh, yeah, that's something
like,
I know.
At a certain point, you got to just say, I'm picking the wrong kind of guy that I'm marrying. I need to go out and think, you know, against my type.
Right.
You know, don't just replace it, but think about how I can improve it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And something that you and I touched on earlier, taking this a little more global, is that Eric King's products are made here right where we live.
Correct.
In Pennsylvania.
We manufacture 90% of our products in the United States. We're actually adding more products into our mix. We're bringing them from offshore and from other parts of the country, Canada, for example, and we're manufacturing all our range hoods and all our bath fans with American workers out of our area. So we're very proud of that.
I love that.
We've been growing, not just downsizing. We are growing. We've added another 100 employees to our line.
Oh,
so again, we're doing a nice
job.
You
really are the king of air.
We certainly try to be.
Tying into one of the constant themes or current themes of this show is it's okay to make things in this country.
It sure is.
It really is just okay to do that.
That is so true.
Dear world, here's your permission to make things in the United States.
Well, and for more information, you want to go to airkinglimited.com, and you can follow them on Twitter at AK Ventilation. Definitely follow them. We follow them.
Oh, of course. I follow you home.
We are going to follow you home, and we have to follow ourselves into this break,
which we're taking right now with more My Fix It Up Life.
Let myself go. Make my own mistakes, I'll sit and I'll wait for you to let me off the hook. Then I'm here in the circumstance, waiting for you to take a stance. Do the dance, I will fake a smile. See how long we dance, maybe a little.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Supposed to be like this.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
My wife Teresa.
And we are at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
At the Eric King booth.
We are, and we're joined by friend of the show.
Yeah, we are joined by friend of the show.
Yes.
Chief Editor Timothy Dahl of
CharlesandHudson.com. What happened there, darling?
A light went by or a person went by and all my thoughts drained out of my head.
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of happens to you.
All one of them. So it just doesn't take much.
It happens. And the other thing about my husband is that when he walks into a room, usually technology fails.
No joke.
So all of a sudden the internet won't work or, you know, if he walks in the room, like something happens with the TV. Just like he's got this like...
I'm electrostatically charged.
It's like Pigpen. You know how Pigpen has the whole
emanating
dust cloud?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got like the technology like field.
Shuts it down.
Shut down.
It's troubling.
He wouldn't be invited like on Star Trek or anything.
Might not work.
Yeah. I try to do the friends and family so I can keep my cell phone bill lower. I go, it doesn't work that day. You know, the whole network shut down. So my cell phone bill is $1 million.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're excited to talk to you. And I want to know, have you been walking around? I would call it shopping because I'm a girl.
Yeah.
But have you been, hunting?
Yeah, not interested.
Slaying the dragon? What do you do? What's a masculine version of that?
Did you just ask what he saw?
What did you see?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do now. No one does. I'm the only one in this entire room that knows what to do with what you just said.
I guess it is shopping. I mean, I can see how it is shopping, because it's something, and kind of what I like to talk about are things that I could see having in my own home or envision in a friend's home or a family member's home. So it is shopping.
So is there anything that you would envision in our home?
In your home? Well...
First, fly back to our house and look at it.
Yeah, I don't... I'm sure you guys have everything
you need. Come back here and tell us what you think.
What are the must-haves?
The must-haves for you guys?
For everyone.
For everyone.
For you?
For readers of CharlesandHudson.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think, again, going back to kind of Kohler and a lot of the new products that they're introducing, it's kind of amazing since the Builder Show, the new lines that they have, talking about the Numi toilets, the Tubi faucet lines, which are really customizable. If you've seen those,
Tubi,
it's
T-U-B-I?
T-O-O-B-I.
Okay.
And it's kind of interesting too, going into the naming of all of these.
Yeah.
With Kohler, and they have to get all the legal rights to all of these because they do these worldwide.
Oh, sure.
So there's a whole process, and I wasn't really aware of that. I talked to somebody about that.
Well, that could be a word, maybe in another language, or a phrase, or
insulting in some way. Or somebody owns it and does something totally different. So
I'm like sitting here confused a little bit because to me it sounds like a character on a kid's show.
Tubi. Well, when you hear about the product, I mean, it is they're faucets, shower heads that have removable, there's a little color ring that's removable.
Uh-huh.
And there's three colors right now.
Uh-huh.
And it comes with the whole set. And it's pretty affordable. And you can just, it makes it maybe a little more fun, adds a little more color to your. They're green, there's black, and there's like a gray or silver right now. So,
it's different than the metallic finishes that you always see on a shower fixture.
Exactly. I mean, I can see something, even for a kid's bathroom or anybody who just wants to infuse a little more color into their
I like it.
That is very cool.
We'll have to check that out.
So what else should I check out?
I was looking over at Toto, and they always have very, very cool products. And one of the things that I saw, the green movement is now quite mainstream, and not just creating new product, but doing things that are sustainable as well.
Right.
But they're kind of pretty innovative in this thing called Hydrotech, and I call it an active surface, and it can go on a tile, it can go on an exterior surface, and essentially it's activated by UV rays or by fluorescent lighting, and in that sense it cleans the air. So,
Wait.
I was going to invent that, but I became a carpenter instead.
Let's step back a minute. Let's just do that again.
I think nanotechnology's got to be the next word.
I think, it's something that, you kind of read it twice. They have a little exhibit there where you take a piece of tile, you stamp it, and then you put it under this light, and then within a few minutes, the kind of ink is all gone from it.
What?
So, it's very forward.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they're putting it into, rolling it out into a lot of their different products. And
so they make toilets and things of that nature, sinks and basins. And
yeah, I think, right now it's not, I don't think it's across their whole line.
Right.
And I think really right now it's in the process in terms of their extinct tiles, I think is where they really are focusing on. And what they like with that too is that it's, because it's clean the air, it also doesn't take on a lot of dirt. And so there's less, you're not wasting water cleaning something. You're not putting chemicals out there to clean something. So it's a whole new revolution in exterior surfaces.
Me not cleaning the bathroom. That's what it is. I'm tiling
seriously?
The whole house in it.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, be in a subway tunnel in our house.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No,
the whole
we're
thing
not.
Is going to be tiled.
No, we're not.
Floor drains,
the
walking
cleanest,
with a hose.
Cleanest bathroom around.
I'll dress you in that. And you'll never have to take a shower again.
Not chain mail, tile mail.
Yeah, tile mail.
Yeah.
That would be really hot. Not so much.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'll slather you in some Bondera and then put those tiles on you and you'll just, like...
Sounds good. Have you used Bondera yet?
I have, yeah. It's pretty
what
cool.
What do you think?
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not... I did a really basic kitchen thing,
uh-huh.
and it was easy for me. Yeah,
what,
and I'm not...
What did you do in your kitchen project?
Backsplash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and it was perfect for that. It wasn't messy. It was clean. It was easy. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it was done quick. Yeah, that's the
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We did a backsplash as well. It wasn't quick by any stretch.
Well, it wasn't quick not because of the product. It wasn't quick because we have a lot of interruptions. There are little people that
okay.
live with us.
Yep.
Yeah, they're called our children.
Yeah. The little
and they,
people.
You know, they want to
yeah.
eat okay. meals every
you
day.
You move the stove out, you
yeah.
can't cook on it, and they want to eat just
yeah,
constantly.
Just think,
constantly.
Yeah.
Seriously. And then they want to be, like, going to school. And
hey,
you have to, like,
give me a ride to school.
You're going to have to add
whatever.
That time into any project,
yeah.
I guess. It's,
you have
yeah.
to sign things mm-hmm. and stuff mm-hmm. for them. Mm-hmm. Little people.
Yeah, no, it was great.
We're actually in charge. We're
okay.
not.
That's
yeah.
right. Okay.
That's why we
right.
like coming to these events, because we actually get to be in charge of our own lives for a few
well,
minutes.
By we...
Okay.
Yeah,
he's
I just,
pointing
yeah,
at me.
I'm strong back, weak mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what should we be looking at charlesandhudson.com? What is on there right now that is super cool and awesome?
On there right now, super cool and awesome. You know, one thing that I'm really looking for are these winning workshops that I think
I've
you guys are.
That.
Hopefully I can pull something from you guys on that. But you know, I think there are a lot of people that have workshops that they're proud of, and that whether or not,
yeah.
you know, and whether or not it's something that, you know, will go on the pages of any magazine in particular, it's something that really works, fits their needs, and it fits their budget. So, you know, that's something we really want to start profiling fairly
oh,
regularly.
Oh, you know, our friend up in Maine.
Bill Thomas.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone's, like, socks would just be completely blown off if you get to see what he...
Uber-skilled woodworker.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Just a
wooden
boat builder, the whole
wow.
thing. Yeah, he's a wooden boat guy.
He okay. the shower he built... He
sewed mahogany veneer plywood. It's called
okay.
stitch and glue.
You don't. That's pretty unique.
Stitch and glue.
Yes,
is how you
yeah.
do it. Kayak.
So
okay.
his workshop
okay.
would be something that would definitely be winning.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I don't think, but that's accessible to like regular people.
Well,
but it's
know,
something to.
It's
fantasize.
Good to have an aspirational part of this.
Yeah.
It's something that people can reach for and say, "Hey, I'm maybe never going to do that, but I'll take this one piece of that and fit
yes.
that into what I do."
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
So, and
yeah.
have you found like any common elements in the workshops you've seen so far?
You know, I think that. You know, a big thing is actually the especially for folks using power tools, which are a big part of it, is how they wire their workshop, basically.
Right.
And it's something that, you know, a lot of standard garages in homes where people will set up their workshop don't maybe typically there's one or two outlets, but how they work that out with their equipment and everything. So
right. Right.
So that's something that's kind of it's always maybe a challenge that everybody kind of overcomes in a unique way. So
cool.
That
yeah.
is a challenge,
yeah.
and being able to power everything up and not have cords going everywhere that
yeah.
you're going to trip over and be, you know, if you have things on wheels like we do at our house, not having them see, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. You don't want the tangle of cords all over
no,
the place.
No, no.
You
it's
spend
not only
more time,
dangerous,
yeah.
but it also
it's unsightly.
You spend more time
yeah,
like jockeying stuff mm-hmm. around and, oh, what's this? And you walk away and drag the cord with it.
Yes.
Hey, chick. It's not plugged in. Yeah.
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 And then
yeah.
there's some words that go along with that that's not appropriate for this radio program.
They're appropriate for my basement.
They are appropriate
for a winning workshop.
Our 9-year-old always tells Mark to say something like zippity-doo-dah or something
okay.
instead.
Oh, that's good.
But what I'm going to say now is we'll take a break and see you in a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Wasn't supposed to be content. Fine on my
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. Want to turn your kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
Forget messy mortar. Bondera Tile Mat Set is a pressure-sensitive adhesive that comes on a roll.
Peel the liner, place your tile, grout immediately.
Saving time and money is beautiful and easy with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for videos and more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Took the kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear.
My wife is actually glowing.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life, and I am glowing.
Yes, she is, because we're joined by our friend.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
charming.
I have to say, you know, I could be in an awful mood, and this gentleman could walk up, and I just feel brighter. I feel lighter. I feel happier.
I am in an awful mood.
He always is in an awful mood. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. I'm really happy you guys feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Master Plumber at Del Grande, HGTV Pro, and, you know, what's the name of his? We have his book at home. You were looking for
House
it the other day.
But with or by?
I think it's by.
You wrote it, Adam.
Yes.
Come on.
But I think it's by. I mean,
it's
would be
House Call. House Call with Ed Del Grande.
We have a copy of it.
Ed Del Grande's House Call. That's the name of it. I'm glad I remember the name of my own book.
That actually happened to me. I was being interviewed once, and I had to know something that was in a book that I wrote, and I just completely drew a blank.
Yeah.
Simple question, too. Like, does it have pages?
I don't know. But we actually refer to your book quite a bit.
Often.
And yes, we do.
Well,
it's
thank you
really
very much.
Yeah.
My mom used it once, and that was nice to hear.
Doorstop?
Maybe it's a doorstop. She called me up, and she said, I just want to let you know I had some problems with a plumbing fixture in my house. I looked it up in your book, and I fixed it. And I saw
that
was nice.
That's a good compliment.
You know, she is my mom. I would have gone down there and done it for her at a discount, so she should have called.
At a discount.
Nice.
Good for you.
Good job.
Never let him off the hook.
No.
Now, I'm kind of excited because you bring news of... Oh, you wanted to ask a different question.
Well, I wanted to deliver on the promise of Ed explaining what the term air behind water means relative to a plumbing system, which is all about venting. If you add a toilet, like a basement bathroom, and you put your toilet in, you think you're doing all this stuff right, if you don't have a pipe going up the wall, you're in trouble, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't realize that there's two sides to the plumbing system. There's the drainage system, and then there's the venting system. The drainage system goes downhill, and the venting system goes uphill, and those are the pipes you see sticking out of the roof. Now, the easiest way to explain venting, and this is going to paint a picture in your head, and even if you can't see this demonstration, you'll understand. If you dip a straw in a glass of milk, milk and you pick that straw up, no milk stays in the straw because it's vented. Mm-hmm. But if you dip it in the milk, you put your finger over the top of the straw and you pick it up, the milk stays inside the straw because it's not vented, and that's the same way your plumbing system works. It makes
Ed,
a vacuum.
It's not true. That's magic.
No, it's not magic. That's called venting. And you know what? If you don't have vents on your plumbing system, just like that milk stays inside the straw, the water's going to stay inside your pipes.
And you just make it so much easier. You know, like for everybody to understand things, Taro.
Yeah, Ed builds all his plumbing out of straws, apparently.
Well, basically, that's what pipes are. They're just big, thick straws, and it works the same way.
Bendy straws, too.
Bendy straws. We have sweet bends, they call them, and sure, did we have bendy straws in plumbing?
Exactly.
Now,
twisty straws?
People will add a bathroom, like they have their regular house, and it's built, and it's got the vent pipes and whatever, but then they'll add a bathroom and not add a vent. What's the upside, downside?
Well, I can always tell when I walk into a bathroom that's not vented. When you drain the sink and you hear that glub, 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 and you know you hear that, that means it's an unvented system. You're actually sucking in air through the trap water, and that's why it glubs.
That's what the glub
right.
is.
Now, what the vent does, the vent's going up into that pipe, that breaks the vacuum. It's basically a vacuum breaker, and now the atmosphere comes in behind that water, and it actually helps push that water down the drain, and that's why a vented system will not give you that gurgling noise, because the water will not be, the water in the trap will not be sucking air through it. That's how a system is vented.
Another reason why, no matter how many books you read, even if it's Ed's book, even if it's books that we write, you listen to our show, to pull a permit, even if you think you know everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because you might not.
You know how a good plumber is judged? Not necessarily by the plumbing, but by the venting, and that's the truth. Venting is very tricky, and a good plumber can get a venting system that water will just shoot down the drain. I don't want to brag, but I've had people whose children have flushed underwear down their toilets because my pipes were vented so well, and the toilets, like Cola toilets, are built so good, they'll just
His eyes are glowing.
Shoot that debris right down that toilet. I don't recommend that, though.
Speaking of Cola toilets,
yes,
the new me. Okay.
Oh, the new
it's
me.
It's been all over the place. And there was a big launch in New York City that I wasn't invited to, which I'm still
Appreciate it.
But tell us about it.
The new me is basically everything you could want in a toilet and more.
Okay.
Some of my favorite features, I mean, they go on, and I'm not going to be able to have time to list everything, but my favorite features is you go up to it, it automatically opens up its own lid. Heat will come from, if you're standing in front of the toilet, from the base of the toilet, and heat your feet. And the seat's heated, so they say things like heated seat, heated feet. The flushing system is like no other flushing system. With a little bit of water, it really gives a good, strong flush. And they have a bidet feature in it with its own blow dryer. So really, the new me is kind of like a car wash for your body. You sit on it, and it just takes you through every cleaning cycle you can imagine.
And it heats
awesome.
Your feet.
It heats your feet, too,
like,
yes.
That's bonus.
Oh, yeah. That's big. And it does everything you could ask for. It does have a high price tag. I can't get into the exact pricing of it now because I don't have it.
How much exactly does it cost?
I don't know. I can't tell you the exact.
It costs more than this.
Yes, it costs more than that.
Yeah, what if I knock on the table?
No, but really, for all the features, it is affordable. It is a high-end toilet, but there is a market for that type of toilet. But the great thing is when you come out with a great, wonderful high-end toilet like the Numi, a lot of the features will start to show up in other models down the road because that's now setting a new standard in the industry.
Right.
Oh,
and then what you don't have is the paper waste going down the drain to be treated downstream.
Yep. Absolutely. It's just a nice, great toilet. It saves a lot on water. And like you said, it saves a lot on paper waste in your toilet because it does some nice cleaning with water.
Nice.
And it's not like you're wasting that water either, because that water can be used for flushing and rinsing up the toilet bowl, which you'd need anyway.
Right on.
Yep.
Absolutely the coolest thing ever.
Another cool thing.
Now, what's cooler than that? I want to know.
That was my question.
Beat that. Can you beat that?
Well, I could tie it because everything the Cola comes up with is pretty cool.
Okay.
And now, that was the new me is, of course, with the toilets. But for the shower valves, they have a new DTV prompt, which is a digital thermostatic valve. And so now you can control everything remotely with a console that's connected to a valve that you can put in the wall, the floor, anywhere you want. And it automatically turns it on and off with electronics, different zones. And so basically you can do a remodeling job with this new prompt because it only uses a half-inch water supply. You don't have to – in the past you used to use 3/4-inch for the digital valves, but now – half-inch water supply will take care of everything for you.
So does that mean it's using less water, or does that mean the fixture itself is more efficient?
Well, remember, what's going to judge the the water going into any shower is the fixtures. And we do have a range of shower heads going from anywhere from 2.5 gallons, which is the industry standard, down to 1.75 for the water savers. So you could put all these great new valves in, like the DTV Prompt, which can deliver a lot of water for filling a tub because you want the water to go fast for a tub.
Right.
But it's your shower heads which is going to control and save the water.
I see.
So that way there could still be an efficient valve with all the bells and whistles of digital technology.
I kind of feel like I'm behind. Do you ever feel that way?
I don't know. I feel like I need to download a playlist to that thing.
Exactly. I feel like there's so much happening, you know, with being able to sense that I'm there and to warm my feet and everything.
My feet are cold right now.
That I'm excited that I know how to download apps and stuff on my phone that I don't, like, is... This is over my head.
Well, basically what's happened is electronic technology has now met plumbing. And honestly, for years and years, plumbing has just been about all about water and all about manual controls. But now, like anything else, and maybe it took a little longer for the plumbing industry, but now the digital valves, the electronic valves, it's all into plumbing now, and plumbing is computerized. So you better stay on top of things, because just like all electronics, these new plumbing fixtures will come out fast and furious.
And it's going to get faster and faster. And faster.
And better. And it's not just bells and whistles. And I can tell you honestly, working with Kohler and being a plumber, and I'm I don't want to say no bull guy, one of those.
But you're straightforward.
Straightforward.
You know what works.
Right.
And what does.
I don't like
That's
to see bells and whistles and gadgets, but when I see these new things coming out with Kohler, it's not all hype. This is real stuff that's going to improve the industry, and it's cool seeing them marry electronics with plumbing to make a better fixture.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
And it is exciting to be able to take advantage of technology to improve all of these things in our bathrooms. And I just kind of like, I need to make sure that I take a minute to stay on top of it so that I don't get left behind.
That's why we fly to Las Vegas to go to the kitchen.
That's
bath
why
industry
we're here
show.
To learn about all of these new things.
Exactly.
Now, are these available now?
Oh, yeah, they're available. Everything that we put on the floor is ready to go on the market or is on the market currently. That's how we unveil the product. So the new me is here. The DTV Prompt is here. We got a lot of cool products. I mean, there are dozens of new products in the booth this year. I looked around and said, holy cow, you know, here I am working with the booth, but I had no idea that, like you said, Fast and Furious, that this many products came out for this show. It's a real cool show in the
Kohler
booth.
How do they do it? All of these different companies here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show have so many new products all of the time. I mean, it's outrageous.
It's awesomely outrageous.
It's great for us, though. Because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we get to go around and check out all the cool stuff everybody's been working on.
Oh, when I'm in the Kohler booth, I'm like a kid in the candy store. I mean, I grew up raised on plumbing, and especially one story that I really like, I hope we have time for, is the...
We have about 30 seconds.
Okay, the Wellworth toilet. Oh, 75 yeah. years old. My grandfather used to put this toilet in when he started his business in the 30s, because it came out in 1936. My father put the Wellworth in. I put the Wellworth in. It's been a family plumbing tradition for us, and now it's 75 years old. They made it over, and it's better and stronger flushing than ever.
Well, happy birthday to the Wellworth.
Yeah, happy birthday, Wellworth.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us,
Thank
Del
you.
Grande, friend of the show.
Yeah, check him out at delgrande.com.
And check out friend of the show, our forthcoming break.
Ooh.
See you in a minute.
Cola.com to see all the fixtures we talked about.
For my Fix It Up Live.
Written out square.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Face looking back at me, might be an idle conversation piece.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and we are having a wonderful time, my husband Mark and myself.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
We're actually hanging out by a grill. Did you notice that?
I did notice. That was one of the first things I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're really supposed to notice is what's above the grill.
I notice what's above the grill, too. But I like that we are hanging out by the grill, though. Because it's like, makes me feel like I am in a good party kind of mood.
Sort of like sitting outside, lounging around. And outside is right there. And it's a beautiful day in Las
outside
Vegas.
Outside is right there.
Outside.
I can see it.
We're inside with Jeff Kinkellen from Air King.
We are.
And the grill that, it's a Wolf grill built into a tile surround, which I'm happy to take off your hands.
Absolutely.
That is not an unnice grill.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, we've been talking about this for a while, too, the outdoor kitchen and spending time outdoors and really just, you know, making your family and your friends and just taking the whole party outside, but really making it comfortable and really making it be like a cool place to be.
It's true. And you don't know this.
Why?
A question into the My Fix It Up Life contractor hotline, which there isn't one. I just made that up.
Well, we do have 888-710-5557.
We do. We also have info@myfixituplife.com.
We do. But what's the question, darling?
But there's an outdoor kitchen question. There's already a patio. They want to do the outdoor kitchen with the gas appliance, and they want to do a pergola over it, so wood beams above it. But there's smoke and so forth that comes off the grill for various reasons. So this is a solution so that you can actually incorporate wood elements above a wood-burning gas-burning feature, right?
Right. Mark, that's a good point about these outdoor kitchens. People forget this isn't just a design part of the outdoor kitchen. This is a practical use of the space to get rid of the smoke. Because let's say you have your family and your friends mm-hmm. around, and you're cooking something, and you're cooking a lot of whatever that is.
Right.
There's going to be smoke.
Right.
Now, what happens if the wind changes and it blows in the seating area? Disaster.
You don't want to make mama unhappy.
It's the campfire syndrome.
Exactly.
No matter where you go, the wind follows you.
Follows you. Mm-hmm. So we have these powerful hoods that go up to 1,200 CFM that can take this smoke and literally get it away from your dining area.
Right.
So that's the whole idea behind it.
Now, is it code?
No. What's interesting about that, it is not. Because, again, I shouldn't say that. At certain places it is,
uh-huh.
but it's not. There's no uniform national code.
Right.
But what makes this interesting is we put a thermostat in there. So that, let's say you forget to turn it on and you walk away or whatever, and you have a flare-up.
Right.
the barbecue will sense the temperature change and also kick itself onto high to remove the smoke. So even if you do tend to not pay attention, this will work great.
That. Because, you know, if you are having a party and you're having a good time and you do, you know, forget to do simple things,
sure,
like turn something on, and it'll do it for you. That makes me feel good. It
That's
makes me feel
too.
Comforted.
Well, yeah, and the other thing, too, about the smoke, let's just say you're planning an outdoor kitchen and you don't have a range hood. The smoke from the cooking has all kinds of grease in it. So if you've got a pergola above that, it's just going to get soaked with all
Absolutely.
The products of combustion coming up into it.
It's got a stainless steel grease baffle filter in it that will catch that grease and make it very easy to clean up, too. So even, you know, you don't have to worry about anything dripping down onto the barbecue that would may spark a fire or something like that. So it's very good in terms of connections on that.
Now, for our listeners who aren't here, who aren't looking at the product, what is the name of it if they go to your website and they want to buy one of these?
It's just, we call it a professional outdoor series hood.
That
it's
makes
very
it
simple.
Easy.
That's right. Outdoor series.
That's not hard to get messed up.
Kind of not that hard to get messed
no.
up.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. There
yeah.
you go. Good naming job.
That's what we do. Keep it simple.
Keep it very simple. Because it makes it easy for us to go buy products.
Right.
And you can go online and click on it on a drop-down menu, and you can go look at the various sizes and combinations that we have of it.
And did we say the website?
AirKingLimited.com. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Got exactly. it. Yeah, well, we got to say the website.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, as long as I'm in the booth and you're still outside.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry? Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's fine. I'm just looking in on you from out here.
Now, a range hood, and you mentioned this is a professional range hood, and it's beautiful. It's stainless steel, so it can live outside. Inside, there are all kinds of different kitchens, and we don't all have an opportunity or space to have a big stainless steel professional hood. What's the situation there? What do we have to choose from?
We have a lot of varieties, number one. Again, it's all about choice with Air King. You can get a professional hood that can fit above a smaller, very high-performance range, or you can go with a traditional under cabinet. One of the things that we featured is an Energy Star version, and people who don't even know that Energy Star is available on these type of appliances because it's not very commonplace. We were the first to design this.
Really?
And what's interesting about this is you can have an under cabinet Energy Star. You can have a professional style, which can, again, get that look, but you're still doing your part to save money, save energy. We have a chimney style and an insert, all with the Energy Star certification on it. And we're the only company that can offer that broad a range of products. And again, we have an Energy Star logo on our site. You can click on and find each one of those products and the specifications that are there. So we're very proud of that, and we've gotten tremendous response from the people who are, like, again, given the choice between an Energy Star and a non-Energy Star, it works. One other thing that we've done just a little bit differently to be the leaders in this is we've also designed for accessible kitchens and accessible homes.
Oh, you're already talking our language.
We have an ADA switch for our hoods that can be mounted lower so people that need accessibility don't have to reach above the hood to adjust the features.
Right. I'm pointing at the hood like everybody can see me, but
that's where the switch is.
You have to reach over the stove to get it.
So if you're doing new construction or a remodel, you can bring a wire down through the wall, put it in a light switch area, for example?
Either on the backsplash area or on the counter, so it's very easily accessible for people that may not be able to reach the above the hood.
Could you put it inside a cabinet
door,
for example?
Absolutely.
Really?
Out of the way.
Yeah. Now you're thinking. Open up the cabinet door, tap it. There you go.
We're participating in the Homes for Heroes program, and when the returning vets come in, this is a very, very desirable setup for them because it's nice, easy, and it's very clean. So it's not. We're very proud of our participation in that.
And how long have you guys been involved in that?
This is a brand new program for us. This
is
within the last couple of months that we've gotten involved because this is a brand new product.
Yeah,
this is just out here.
So good. That just makes me very happy to know that you're involved in that program.
Well, thanks. We appreciate the partners that are helping us get this into the mainstream media like Lowe's and other retailers that are out there that have done a great job in promoting this for us.
Well, not to mention, in like so many things with accessible design, it makes perfect sense for everybody. I'd rather just whack a light switch on the wall than look through the rows of number. Where is it? What the, you know, is it underneath my microwave? These different kinds of things. Boom. That's it.
Simple.
Yes. Well, and I do like that, too, seeing over the years all of the different products that are coming out that just make life easier for everybody that are living in their house. And the aging in place and all of that, it's for everybody. It
Correct.
Really does. It really does make a difference.
It's true.
And people
true.
Are more aware of it, too. They want to make sure that they're building something that everybody can access. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Well, we've got about 30 more seconds. Is there anything we've missed, or should we just sit here and talk?
I think we should sit here and talk. But first of all, thank you guys for coming on board and spending an hour with us. It was great. We had a lot of people come by. The guests were terrific.
Oh,
and we had a lot of fun.
You can spend the last couple seconds praising us.
Go to AirKingLimited.com and follow them on Twitter at AK Ventilation and follow us into this break.
Please do. We'll see you in a minute with more of My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and see. Might be first aid on a city street. Might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. Might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. Might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. Might be holder of my front door key. And I'd like to